Now to close up. When the Russian wheat aphid was first noticed in Australia back in May, cereal growers feared it may cause total crop devastation. The pest quickly made its way from South Australia into Victoria and into parts of southern New South Wales. Here we are 5 months down the track and things are not looking as grim. While heavy rain across South Australia is causing problems with crop management, it may be helping farmers deal with the pest. I caught up with South Australian Government Principal Entomologist Greg Barker.
The recent rains, at least in terms of our observations in South Australia and parts of Western Victoria, have really knocked Russian wheat aphid population densities down quite dramatically. And we believe that's as a result of just direct dislodgement from heavy rain and subsequent outbreak of fungal pathogens that will kill insects, including aphids.
Okay, do you still believe farmers need to be hesitant about claiming victory? Have we still got some work to do before we can completely get rid of this?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, the Russian wheat aphid, unfortunately, is here to stay as a pest of Australian cereal production. But I think in terms of the potential sort of yield losses that could have resulted from significant Russian wheat aphid infestation levels this spring in most production regions, at least in our state, it now appears as if the knockdown of aphid numbers combined with the relatively mature sort of stage of development now of most cereal crops means that in most instances the aphids are probably not going to have much further there's not much risk of further significant yield loss from Russian wheat aphid.
Okay, that's good news, but I guess it also comes with the fact that these record rainfalls are posing quite an issue, separately in terms of fungus and that kind of thing as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, I think all crops, not just cereals, but pulses, etc., are likely to have a higher incidence of certain fungal foliar diseases than in a drier spring. And further back to Russian wheat aphid, obviously the species is now sort of widespread across South Australia, Victoria, and perhaps increasingly across parts of southern New South Wales. And, it's a matter of continuing to observe and see how populations survive through summer and what sort of infestations develop in the 2017 cropping season.
Okay, so as you mentioned there, it really is now just a process of continuing to make sure we're aware of where this pest is and how it's moving and its numbers so we can control it as best we can.
That's right, both to continue to report new occurrences in areas where it hasn't yet been reported and to continue to keep a good watching brief on population levels through summer into the 2017 cropping season.
That was the South Australian Government's Principal Entomologist, Greg Baker, talking about the Russian wheat aphid. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. If you've got a story, please email us. The address, ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. You can also follow us on Twitter at @NatsRuralNews. And that's the states of the country. My name is Liam Denny. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.